Well, we've had lots of questions in already. One of the questions we're going to discuss here is a question from Delano Mills, who's in Solihull in the West Midlands. And what he wants to know is, how does the body decide what genetic information is passed down to the following generation? And how do genes recognise things that start out being skills, such as musical ability, artistic ability, or even football skills? For example, he says, apart from me, no one among my brothers and sisters are musical, although my mother used to play the piano. He also says he thinks Naked Scientist is great, which is always nice. I thought we'd sort of throw this open. Now, the idea that characteristics that you acquire in life can be inherited is a bit sacrilegious to geneticists. It smacks of Lamarckism, the idea that, you know, the characteristics you acquire in life could be passed on. But with things like skills, as far as I know, there's not a lot of evidence that they're particularly genetic. I don't know. Do any of our guests have anything to say?
There's
this is Andrew Futrell,
yeah,
by the way.
There is genetic data, actually, that says things like the ability to recognize perfect pitch, for instance, is actually can be there is a genetic component to it. It's not completely inherited, but there is a group of individuals who seem to have a genetic propensity to be able to recognize perfect pitch. And if you say that translates into the ability to sort of reproduce music more accurately, then one could argue there is some genetic component to at least the propensity to be able to do it should you decide to, given all the other influences maybe going on around you.
So it's a combination of nature and nurture.
That's probably the safest guess.
Okay, I hope that answers the question. Helen?
Well, I'd say, actually, just from a chip in here, I'm not a geneticist, but I'd say surely all these skills we learn, they're based on so many different aspects of your muscle ability and all, you know, it's not one thing that's going to be determined so sort of strictly by a gene, but there's got to be some influence in there, I'd say. And, you know, and yes, it's also how you're nurtured and so on, as you said. But, you know, I think sometimes there must be some things we can pinpoint that would be passed down, you know. I wouldn't know, again, mum, dad listening, what do you think? Which of those traits would pass down to me? I don't know. But I think it's a good question. It's a great question.
Yeah, it's interesting. If any of our listeners have got stories of music running in family, I come from a musical family myself, or any other particularly interesting skills that run in your family, then do let us know.
Yes, Kat, we can't get her off the musical thing. That's pretty much what she spends the rest of her time doing. Now, remember, we do love to hear from you. Thanks so much for everyone who keeps in touch with us over the website and so on. I've got an email here from Ken Nguyen. Oh, I knew I said this wrong. Nguyen, I think it is. Sorry, Ken, if I got that wrong. From the UK. And he says, "Hi, Naked Scientists. I just wanted to let you know that we have the best science radio show on Earth," which is just wonderful. Thank you. He says he loves the way we set up the show and the website, which has just been renovated. So if you haven't been to see it recently, have another look at the website. That's www.thenakedscientist.com, because we have launched a whole new platform there, loads of things to look at, keep you entertained for hours. But Ken, thanks ever so much for your email. He says keep up the wonderful job, and we will definitely.